Praise God. I'm going to start tonight by just asking this question. And I had to ask myself this question as I got done starting reading in the scripture. In fact, I'm going to be out of Ephesians, the first chapter. And I will start at the third verse, Ephesians 1 and 3. And I had to ask myself this question after reading these passages of scripture. Do you really understand how blessed we are as believers in Christ? Do you understand how blessed you are just being a believer in Christ? And, as I'm going to read through these scriptures, I pray that His word will illuminate. In other words, the Holy Spirit would reveal, open our understanding that we can see who we are in God. Not because somebody said that, okay, now you're redeemed, and someone said, okay, now you're a member of the church, and now you've been born again. It's deeper than that, knowing who we are in Christ. So with that said, I'd like for you to be with me on Ephesians, the first chapter, the third verse. We're going to walk through this. It says, "Praise be to God, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ," giving God the praise. And as we go through this, you're going to understand even why. Why is Paul opening up like this? "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." Just stop right there. He's giving God the praise, the God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he has blessed us. This is God has blessed us through Jesus. He says every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. He's blessed us, and these blessings reside in the heavenly realms. Yet, you and I have access to it. Because as we get further down in the scripture, we'll understand how. Yes, we live in the natural. But yet, the spiritual blessings, he says, God has already blessed us through Jesus with every, not one or two. He says every spiritual blessing in Christ. So you look at what are some of the spiritual blessings. Number one, we are chosen by him before the creation of the world. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Let me read a little further. Go to verse 4. It says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world." That just kind of blew my mind when I really began to see and the Spirit began to reveal. He had purpose. He chose you and I. He said, well, how did he do that? How did he predestine us? Simply because he is God. He is Alpha and Omega. He is first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. See, he knows our end before we were even thought of, before the world was in existence. Let me read that again in case you missed it. It says, "For he chose us," he chose you and I, "in him before the creation of the world." God already had us on his mind. He knows the chosen people that are going to yield through the blood of Jesus Christ, yield in obedience to him, live for God. That is awesome right there. He chose us. In other words, he had us on his mind. The best you and I can do is just live day by day. And you can't go back. We can't even go back a second. We can't go back. We only can go forward. But God knows our end. Before we even were born, before we even were even thought of. And the scripture further tells us how much he loved us. He says, "For God so loved the world," we know what that love did, that he gave his only begotten son. All we had to do is say, "Whosoever believeth." He says, "Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be a whosoever. I am glad to be a whosoever believeth." He says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be what? To be holy and blameless in his sight." We have purpose. We have purpose to serve God and bring glory to him. It says, "In love, God," or he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, through his shedding blood, through his horrible death, through his resurrection and his ascension, the blood of Jesus made it possible for us to have these spiritual blessings in accordance with God's good pleasure and will. Spiritual blessings. Couple. He says, "Look, we are chosen by him before the creation of the world." That's a spiritual blessing. That's huge. And then he sees us as holy and blameless. In other words, we are justified in him through the blood of Jesus Christ. Justified by faith because of his grace. We are justified. He said, so therefore, we can come before him as holy and blameless. Glory to God. And then we are adopted as the sons and daughters through Jesus Christ. Jesus made this all possible. But before then, God, he loved us. When we were yet sinners, he yet still loved us. And Jesus made it possible that we could be in the family of God. Isn't that awesome? Think about it. The Lord had thought about you before you, even the world was even created. This is awesome. This is heavy word right here. I came to encourage. That's why I got on this line, to encourage someone tonight. Someone, think about it. Lift your head up. He's a lifter of your head, and put your shoulders back, knowing that I am somebody in Jesus Christ. I am the adopted son or daughter through Jesus Christ. And then goes on further, talk about every spiritual blessing. There's only a name and a few. Then God, he extends his glorious grace to every one of us through Jesus Christ. And we need that grace to grow. That's all right. Say that with me. Grace to grow. That's what we wanted to talk about tonight. Even the grace. He gives us his unmerited favor, his grace. He knows that we're going to need this grace to be able to have access to those spiritual blessings in heavenly realms. See, and then also he's redeemed us through the shed blood of Jesus. And then he forgives our sins past, present, and future. Jesus, hallelujah, came that we might have life, and we can have that life more abundantly. So it talks about he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure, his will. We were made for him. We were made for God's pleasure, for God to bring glory. Verse 6, in fact, I'm reading from the NIV Bible. It says, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves, through Jesus Christ. He's given us freely. Hallelujah. Praise God. And here's the next verse that I love so much. This is the one that really, think about it. It says, verse 7 says, in him, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood. It's just as if we never sinned, just as if he justified us. We've got redemption through the blood. We've got forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. that he lavished on us. Oh, that's the part that really made me think, oh my God. He gave us his grace freely. And then he says, he lavished the grace. In other words, that word lavish, what's that mean? God's grace lavish, that means he purposely gave this free gift of forgiveness to us. As sinners, he lavished on us, not just given, but it was excessively grace. Hallelujah. His grace, wholeheartedly, almost over the top, he gave us his grace. Hallelujah. We need the grace of God in order to grow, in order to be victorious, the order to be more than a conqueror. We need his grace. Hallelujah. Thinking about that, how he predestined us. We were already thought of. He already had us in his bosom before even the world was created. Think about it. Before he said to Jesus, before he says, let us create. Hallelujah. Think about it. We were already in his plan. So the next time you hear the scripture that talks about when God says, you know, he said that Jeremiah says, I know, for God said, I know the plans I have for you. What are you doing with God's grace? Are you giving God the worship through blameless, holy living? Are you giving him that? Are you showing him how much we appreciate him? He says right there, we just read it, that we in order that he may present us holy and blameless in his sight. It's not about what people think, but it's what God says. Listen, we can have all the accolades, you can have all the names, extensions behind your name, before your name, whatever you want to call yourself. But at the end of the day, Jesus, God the Father, we want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. He knows those that love him, because he said, if you love me, you're going to keep my word. If you love me, you will keep my sayings. Think about that. He lavished his grace. Grace to grow. He know what we need. That's why he gives us brand new mercies every single day. Not all. See, the enemy comes to kill, steal our joy, and to push you down and make you feel like, oh, you're not worth it, or God is not thinking about you. But when you know the word of God, and when you know that God speaks, and when whatever he says, that's what he means, that's what's going to come to pass. You and I can continue to have the victory. Although we live in the natural realm, Paul's talking about he's given us these gifts in the heavenly realms. However, we live in this, he knows we live in the natural realm every day with everyday problems, needs, struggles, and in a sinful world. But if we live by his heavenly principles, we can make it. How? The grace to grow. Grace to grow in a deeper relationship with him. Grace to bring us in to the acceptable in his sight. That's why he says, Paul says in, I think it's Romans, the 12th chapter, I beseech you, in other words, I beg you, brethren, present your bodies before the Lord and present them, which is our most holy, our reasonable service. Present ourselves holy and acceptable unto him. He said, that's your reasonable service. And it tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you have your mind renewed? How is your mind transformed? By his word. Someone say with me, I got grace to grow. Hallelujah. Say it again, grace to grow. Say it again. Say, Lord, thank you for grace to grow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, God the Father has already provided His grace for us. We just simply need to allow that grace to grow in our lives. Allow grace to grow you. We don't have to live defeated lives, but hold your head up high and say, I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. And when you know that you're more than a conqueror, you can go through even though whatever the challenges that we, you and I face, and Lord knows we do face challenges, and some things are pretty hard. Hallelujah. Some things we can't even figure it out. But yet, when you know where your faith is, you know that you have grace. It's there. That He has enabled us to grow in Him, to understand the Word of God, to receive the adoption of sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. So no matter how hard the challenges are, His grace, as He told Paul, my grace is sufficient. Some of us will go through sickness. Some of us go through different trials and tribulations. But we may be reminded, God's grace is there. And remember, He lavishly gave us His grace abundantly, exceedingly. That kind of grace that heals us from the guilty stain of sin, that kind of grace that justifies us by faith through the redemption of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, hallelujah, that in Jesus we have the hope of glory, which is eternal life. Hallelujah. Again, we have to understand that God created us for Himself, not for us. It's not for our glory. It's not for our praise. But we do what we do to His glory. If you're singing on the choir, sing to the glory of God. Maybe you don't have as majestic voice as others, but would you do what you do to the glory of God? When you come in, you come into His presence. Hallelujah. Do you come in with the praise? Do you come in with a heart of thanksgiving? Sometimes, yes, it is a sacrifice of praise, but that's what God is looking for, a heart, a purposeful heart, a happy heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as we live this committed, dedicated life through Jesus Christ, we bring God the glory, God the Father, the glory. Hallelujah. We understand that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. One more thing. I just talked about this one just a moment ago. Again, the Lord remind you. Romans 12:1 again. He said, I beseech you. Beseech means I beg you, brethren. I'm begging you to hear this, understand it. I'm begging you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's what He's calling for. Mm-hmm. That's what He redeemed us for. Holy, acceptable to God, which is, He says, your reasonable service. And then it goes on to say, and be not conformed to this world. We can't be conformed to this world and serve God at the same time. Hallelujah. But He says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Amen. Praise God. This blessed me, and I just wanted to share it with you. My God, you don't take away anything else. Just know He loved us so much. He had us on His mind even before the foundation, creation of the world. God had us on His mind, and that He's given us, lavishly given us His grace. We are saved by grace through faith, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's awesome. Amen. I praise God for that. So let's pray. Our Father, we praise You. We thank You right now. God, we glorify You. We worship You in spirit and truth tonight. God, we thank You for Your word. Father, we thank You that You even allow me to come in on this line tonight and talk about Your goodness, the anointing, how much You love us, how much Your grace is abundantly shared and available for us. Give us even the more. Help us to be thankful, Lord, and reach out every single day for grace, your grace to grow. Grow us up, every one of us on this line. God, we declare that we will be strong in you. We declare to be strong in you and in the power of your might. Father, you're a mighty, mighty, mighty God. You are mighty. I just want to thank you, Lord. We just come to thank you tonight, Lord, for even everyone on this line. God, I just pray that this word resonates. Hallelujah. It resonates in their heart, in their mind, in their, oh my God, in their thinking, that even in their quiet time, that they would think, yes, look how God loved me. The fact he says already predestined, he knows. You know who was going to be saved. You know that. But yet you said you would, that no one would be lost. But God, you also said, whosoever will, let them come. Father, I thank you tonight that we on this line are whosoever wills, because God, our will is to be swallowed up in your will, that we would bring glory to you, as your word just said, that we will bring praise and honor and worship you in spirit and truth. Now, Father, I pray for every person here tonight. You know what they represent. You know what they stand in need of. Healing, deliverance, peace of mind, needs that need to be met, God. Oh, my God, wisdom, direction. God, some need even a greater relationship with their families, need to love, more. Help us, God, to be kind like you are, God. The kindness, help us to walk in that kind of spiritual realm that we know how to love our sisters and our brothers, because your love, God, is spread abroad. It's shed abroad upon our hearts tonight. We praise you, God. God, we can't earn it. We couldn't earn this grace at all if we had all the monies in the world. What could we give you, God? You own the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and everything that dwells therein. Father, I just thank you. Thank you for having me on your mind. Thank you for predestining us. So, God, meet the needs. Healing, physical healing, mentally healing. Oh, God, spiritual healing. Hallelujah. Relational healing tonight. In the name of Jesus. Understanding. You open our understanding and wisdom, God. As the scripture says, you have given us wisdom and understanding. And you've made known the mystery, hallelujah, of your salvation according to your good pleasure. God, we praise you for that. We thank you for this opportunity tonight. We thank you, Lord, that your love is shed abroad. Thank you that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. And God, we honor you. And we thank you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you because we understand this is the day that you have made. And so, therefore, we will rejoice. We will be glad in it. Father, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. I have a couple of decrees I want you all to say, and then I'm going to get off this line. Now, repeat after me. This is part of the Word of God. Recite this after me. Jesus is Lord over my spirit. Jesus is Lord over my soul. And Jesus is Lord over my body. Praise God. Jesus has been made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being on the line. I want to petition you all to pray. Pray that more people would be on this prayer line. There's a purpose. God has a reason for us even having this prayer line and pray that not so much even people on the outside. We have lots of people right there at Petersville Baptist Church that could be on this prayer line. I need for every one of you, make this part of your prayer, your daily prayer. God, we need folks to be a part, to hear your word. Let me tell you, time is later than we think. Don't take much. Look at the world affairs. We need God. We need to take advantage of every opportunity we have to receive truth like I've given tonight. So God bless you. I love you. Continue to pray for me, and I will continue to hold you in prayer. Amen. God bless you, and have a wonderful night. Good night.